Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on tonight, we'll tell you about the brand new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts, honoring his new store, his new restaurant on Miami Beach. That's right, they're out, they're available, they're on our website, and we'll tell you about them just in time for Father's Day later on our program. We're going to bring on Mr. Harvey Wireman. He is an attorney at law. He is currently a director on the board of directors, a commandant at a military academy called Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. He's a reserve United States Marine Corps officer, although he's well past the age of retirement, as a combat veteran. And he joins us on our newsmaker line to talk about a bipartisan multi-service commission that you were on, sir, looking into the allegations of abuse at Guantanamo with regard to the Quran, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
What did you find?
Phil, we're very happy to report that these claims are unfounded. There has not been one substantial report of abuse or so-called desecration of the Quran at the Guantanamo installation. No report was substantiated. All of the allegations seem to have been inspired by members of the press, either trying to create some kind of news or people who are politically opposed to the war in Iraq and the war on terror, trying to create some propaganda effect. But we found nothing in the reports, and we found nothing in the depositions we took. And
now, those depositions were of Marines?
They were of Marines. They were of civilian personnel that work at Guantanamo, and they were also of prisoners.
All right, and you conclude there has never, ever been at Guantanamo any desecration of the Quran?
That is correct, yes.
Now, let me ask you that. How could you be absolutely sure that this is a case where there could be several layers of people covering things up?
Well, we did take this into consideration, Phil. We concluded that with the evidence we had and the depositions, as I say, that we took, as well as interviews with the prisoners, there's never been any abuse.
And you did interview prisoners?
Yes, we did. And I will tell you, Phil, another reason why there has not been any substantial, no substance to these reports, I should say, of desecration of the Quran. And I'll tell you very succinctly, these are American soldiers we are talking about. These are United States Marines. And United States Marines do not engage in that kind of dishonorable conduct. American soldiers don't do that. I have been privileged to be associated with the Marine Corps since World War II.
But, sir, you know that can't be the case. I mean, we had...
Well, if you want to bring up Malai or any of these things, I'm talking...
Yes, the Vietnam atrocities?
Well, I'm talking about right now, today's American soldier, today's United States Marine. They do not do that. And I think for anyone to suggest that they would engage in this kind of behavior simply means they don't know anything about the United States Marine Corps, and it betrays a lack of intelligence that's almost jaw-dropping.
All right, now what about the abuse, though, at the prison at Abu Ghraib?
Well, first of all, we found out, you mentioned the abuse in Iraq.
Yes.
We found out through the investigation that the Army has done, and those were Army soldiers, that these were small isolated incidents that were not so much abuse as they were practical jokes. In other words, if the Army had to take them seriously because of the bloodlust of the anti-war forces that want to see American soldiers go to prison, you have to understand that there are Americans, as we speak, who want to see soldiers go to prison. It seems to be the way they get their... you know, their kicks are young men and women. So the Army had to make some sacrificial lambs.
Hold on. Forgive me, but you're saying these people did not at least violate some provision of the military code of conduct, treating those prisoners the way they did?
Well, Phil, I'm going to tell you, I was a Marine before I became an attorney, and I was in combat. A violation of the military code of conduct could be viewed on any Saturday night if you see a group of Marines coming out of a bar and they've had too much to drink. You have to take into account the spirit of it. Is this a hardened act of military sanctioned torture, or is this more along the lines of, as I mentioned, a practical joke? What happened at Abu Ghraib was more along those lines. Now, you look at the so-called desecration of the Quran. Is this a hardened act of religious bigotry or a practical joke? If it happened at all, which it did not, you'd have to look at this as a form of a practical joke. However, I said, and we have discovered and we've found out it's never happened. There was no desecration of the Quran. These stories were created by Newsweek and the Los Angeles Times to sell newspapers and magazines, and they have no relation to reality.
All right, sir. What was your rank in the Marines?
I rose to the rank of, I was a battalion commander, Phil. I was a major, and I left the Marine Corps to become an attorney in after World War II.
All right, Harvey Weinman joins us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He was on a bipartisan multi-service commission looking into the alleged abuses of the Quran. You've probably heard the stories. The Newsweek article apparently was not true, but these stories keep coming up that maybe American soldiers at the Guantanamo base in Cuba had been doing something disrespectful or sacrilegious to the Quran to either outrage their prisoners or mentally abuse them in some way. Now, if we're talking, I want to ask you this, Harvey. By the way, our number again, 1-800-449-8686. If we're talking about a Quran being flushed down a toilet, that's a desecration of a religious book, right?
Well, Phil, technically, one can only desecrate a holy book or a book that, or an object that is held in very high reverence. The Bible, the American flag, we're familiar with these symbols. The Quran, while it is a book that a religion subscribes to, it is not a holy book.
Well, what do you mean it's not a holy book? It's a book that the people of the religion of Islam use as their charter, as their religious liturgy.
Well, what I mean is it wasn't inspired by the Word of God, so you can't desecrate something.
Well, you can't make that. That's something you can't make a determination of. That's not that it's not inspired by the Word of God.
Well, but this isn't my opinion. I'm simply going on what we know. I'm just telling you what we know, that the Bible was written following the crucifixion of the Son of God and is revered by Christians. And so you have to take that into consideration. We know very little about the Quran. Very little is known about who wrote it. Very little is known about what is really in it. It's a very perplexing and confusing ancient manuscript. But to say that it's a holy book, I think, is stretching it. I would say, however, in answer to your question, if any soldier actually had done something disrespectful to this book, yes, he would have been. He would have been up for disciplinary action, but certainly nothing along the lines of what I would call military-sanctioned torture.
All right, you're saying that this never happened. If the Marines had flushed the Quran down the toilet, let's say that these Marines just went crazy. Tell me specifically what we're talking about. What their punishment would be?
Well, Marines would never do that, Phil. I can bet that you would mostly be talking about Army people. I don't mean any disrespect to the Army, but the Marines would never do anything like that. And I think we've seen that mostly Army people were involved in the Abu Ghraib situation. Had they done what you're saying, flushing the Quran down...
Hold on, I'm just interested. Marines would never do that.
No, sir, they would not.
Have Marines ever been guilty of a war crime, to your knowledge, or...
In the early days, but no Marine that I am aware of in my lifetime has ever been brought up on charges of disloyalty, treason, any kind of abuse of his authority in the field. Marines are the finest soldiers that the world has ever known, and they're the very finest of our young men. They are the cream of the crop of American soldiers, and to accuse them of doing something like this is laughable. I think anyone that knows the Marine Corps knows it could never have happened. So again, it's something that was concocted by a newspaper to try to sell a magazine, or I mean, whatever they're selling, you know.
All right, but what would have happened?
Well, had they done that, it would have been a disciplinary matter, more in line with keeping order among the prisoners, but not a prison matter. We're very happy today, Phil, because we were able to report that this story, that United States soldiers desecrating a Quran, flushing it down a toilet, was entirely concocted by the Los Angeles Times and Newsweek magazine in the hopes they'd sell newspapers, but it never occurred.
All right, there is... I know it's hard to say whether that's opinion or whether that's fact, but that's Mr. Weirman, who's on a commission investigating the alleged allegations of flushing a Quran down the toilet at Guantanamo, the allegations that there have been repeated acts like this. He says that they have found nothing, that they're entirely untrue, and that the reports were concocted by a newspaper. Additionally, he said, the Quran cannot be desecrated because it's not a holy book. The Bible is holy because it's about Jesus Christ, but the Quran is simply a book that another religion uses. So technically, they can't view it as a desecration. They do view it, however, as an abuse. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Wireman, you are a commandant right now at a military academy.
I'm sorry, sir?
You're the commandant at a military Bradley?
Yes, it's a college preparatory military academy currently, yes.
And you're a reserve in the U.S. Marines. Now, you were with the commission and ascertained there is no substance whatsoever to allegations that the Quran was abused in Guantanamo.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And this is based, Phil, not only on the depositions that we took, and you know, the interviews is what I'm saying, but also it's based upon the fact that these were United States Marines. This is the finest soldier we've got, and a Marine would never do anything. And if you think a Marine would do something like that, I feel sorry for you, because you've got to be so stupid. It must be difficult to...
All right. I get your point. There are those of us who are not that familiar with the Marine Corps and the code that they live by, and we're certainly appreciative of them, as we are our people in the Army. But you're saying, you know...
Well, look, you're the interviewer on this program.
I know I'm the interviewer, but what you're saying is a sort of a blanket absolute, which is Marines would never do this.
Marines would never do anything like that. And on top of that, the investigation we did showed that the whole thing was concocted by Newsweek magazine, the Los Angeles Times, and the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, so they could get their pictures in the paper.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Amos, go ahead. Amos?
Yeah.
Go right ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, my name's Amos. I'm from Detroit. I am a Viet vet. I was in the Army, however, and not only do I take umbrage with the fact that the Marines are the finest soldiers in the world, we won't deal with that issue.
Well, okay, but
if this guy is saying that a soldier in combat would never do such a thing, and that only the Bible is holy and the Quran does not,
that's not my opinion, sir. That's
essentially what you said based on what I heard.
Yes, sir, I did say it, but it's not my opinion. I'm simply quoting what is the general opinion in the country.
That is not the general opinion in the country. I am in this country.
I understand that, sir. And let me ask, let's forget the fact that you were in the Army. And let's just...
This is what I asked this gentleman. I don't want to get into an Army-Marine thing.
I'm not having an argument with a guy. You know, he was in the Army. The point that I'm trying to make is this. Do you know anybody... this Quran, you know anybody that reads it? Do you know anybody that's even seen one?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, my son is a Muslim.
Okay, wait a minute. Are you black?
I am. I'm African-American. That's correct.
All right. Well, there's probably a higher concentration of that book around the black areas.
Well, my son is a Muslim. I am a Lutheran.
All right. Your son's a Muslim, and that's great. And we have freedom
of narrow-minded. The fact that you are so narrow-minded...
We have freedom of religion.
...that you say any other religion's holy book or whatever...
Right.
Doesn't rise to the level only Bibles do.
Right.
Then you're the kind of narrow-minded bigot that they put on this commission to whitewash what was going on.
Here's what you're saying. You're saying that this is my. I'm telling you that this is the general consensus of the United States, which is the Bible's holy. The Quran, some guy in a bedsheet wrote it. Good for him. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
All I'm saying is you're not qualified to speak on what is the general opinion of the United States. All you can do is give your narrow-minded
Let me jump in here, Amos. When you say, Mr. Wireman, that the Bible is holy, the Quran is not, therefore the Quran can't be desecrated, you're basing that upon what?
Upon the cultural and political reality of the United States. Look, I'm on a military commission. We're not a court of law. I'm simply dealing with United States Marines who've been accused, there have been allegations made. I said, well, look, you can't desecrate the Quran. You know, I don't know anybody that would know. First of all, have you ever seen the cover of the Quran?
That's not the major issue.
Okay, you don't even know it is the Quran.
You cannot defend Marines by saying that he's a Marine, and therefore he would not do it.
No, he would not.
If you are a lawyer, you know well that that is no defense.
No, but I'm also a Marine, and let me tell you something you're not going to like. Army guys would do it in spades. I believe that. They've been guilty of war crimes before. Marines don't.
All right, here we go. This is what I was hoping to avoid. Okay,
no,
you tell
me. Get into that.
You know what?
Well, he knows it's true. Look at all these crybabies who want to come home to their mommy. You think those are Marines? Those are all Army and National Guard guys over there in Iraq. And
look,
I have been under fire with people that were Marines, Army, SEALs, the whole nine yards. And when the crap hits the fan on the battlefield, everybody calls for God and
really?
Mother. And
let me tell you something, my young man. I was at Saipan with the 27th Army Infantry. I watched them cut and run when the Japanese came over the hill.
All right, now wait a minute. I'm not going to have this kind of talk. I will not have this kind of talk. You're accusing people of cowardice, and
no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying who's a tougher soldier.
All right, look it. That does not mean, and Amos, I thank you for your call, sir. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. That a Marine isn't capable of flushing a Quran down a toilet.
Maybe he is, but it's not desecration.
Why?
Because the Bible is holy. Everybody knows that. The Quran is read by a bunch of people who, what do you want me to tell you?
They're people who have a religion, man. It's like Judaism if you put a swastika on a synagogue.
Well, but Judaism is a holy religion.
Why? Why is it holier than Islam?
Why? It's the first monotheistic religion in the history of the world. It, from all other religions, come from Judaism. If it isn't holy, what is? Jesus, get a grip.
I got a grip, man.
Well, you're asking me about Judaism, the first monotheistic religion, and then you're asking me about a guy sitting on a sand dune scribbling down in a notebook. It's a whole different thing.
Sitting on a sand dune scribbling in a notebook.
Well, that's what you're asking about the Quran, right?
So that's what it is, some dude sitting on a sand dune scribbling in a notebook.
Well, that's what he was. He was a guy who was a... parked his camel to get a drink of water and decided he'd create a religion. It's like that guy that made, the Mormons? He's another guy. Is that holy? I don't know.
All right, let me go over to Bob. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Bob, go ahead.
I sort of missed the intro.
Let me tell you, this gentleman is with a commission that investigated the allegations of Quran desecration at Guantanamo. They have concluded there was no such desecration, that this was concocted entirely by the press.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I've been sitting listening to him, and I'm just wondering, what are his credentials? I mean,
I
was in the Navy.
If you'd listened to the radio, you'd gotten my credentials. What, you want me to roll them out again for you? Why don't you just hang up and listen, and I'll give them again, okay?
No, I don't really care. I'm just saying.
All right, well, why'd you call?
I can't understand, because I'm Christian. But the Quran is as holy to the Easterners as it is the Bible to us.
Well, but you also made another statement that was significant.
And that is?
You were in the Army.
And I was in the Navy.
Right.
And I was a corpsman in the Navy.
You were in the Navy, right?
And I was a corpsman.
How's olive oil?
Hey. How tight do you screw your helmet on?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Well,
you guys loosen you loosen those three buttons. That's pretty easy to take a leak, isn't it?
Can we stick to the point here?
No,
How can this guy be an authority, and how can this guy have actually sat on a board that the government is, supporting?
Look at pal, I don't want to sit here and go through the whole intro
again. And actually, your vocabulary is really bad.
Well,
and your references are bad, and you're in Saipan, big deal.
Well, you're a
Mormon. I'm a Vietnam era vet.
You weren't, yeah, but you weren't in combat, okay? Why don't you go in?
I was on a ship.
Why don't you go out door to door? Why don't you go door to door and give them some of that watchtower stuff you people hand out? Get into your little white shirt and go.
You're actually leaving the subject.
Why don't you get on your bicycle and pedal around with your black slacks on
and get away from the subject?
Neither one of you guys, neither one of you guys have been on point, including you, Bob.
Well, actually,
wait a minute.
No, both of you guys just clam up.
Bob, did you get your daily dose of spinach today?
All right, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Wait, we're way late, man.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Harvey Wireman joins me from Bradley Military Academy, also a member of a commission investigating the alleged desecration of the Quran. You determined that there can be no desecration of the Quran since it is not traditionally viewed as a holy book?
That is correct, yes.
All right. If the Muslim prisoners see it as a holy book, and a Marine is flushing it down a toilet,
but I just told you, Phil, a Marine.
All right, I know the Marines would not do that, but let's say that this was Army personnel, and
well, you're getting into the ifs. You know, if like the man said, you know, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle, but he doesn't. He's a man. He's a flesh and blood man with legs and arms. He doesn't have pedals and a wheel, so you can't.
All right. But I'm. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
No. Let me answer your question. If the Muslim prisoner sees the Quran being flushed down the toilet, he may say that that's a bad thing to do. It may make him angry. But the job of the court is to view it objectively, because he has his story to tell. The American soldier has his story to tell. Objectively viewing this, you can't desecrate the Quran because it's not a holy book. You see what I'm saying? The Bible is holy. The Torah of the Jewish faith is a holy script. But the Quran is not, as we determined.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman with us, and let's go over to Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I am not a military person. I wouldn't profess to know what conduct Marines would or would not engage in. But what I would like to ask Mr. Wireman is how he thinks the findings of this commission can be taken seriously or have any credibility with the rest of the world, and particularly the Muslim world, when people like himself are categorically stating that he's going into this investigation with a predisposition that Marines would never engage in this conduct. He would never believe that, even if presented with the evidence. And additionally, what you're talking about with the Quran, that his opinion is that it's not a holy book. If you go in with that attitude, how can the findings be taken seriously?
Well, here's the answer to the first part of your question. This is an investigation on behalf of the United States military, which answers directly to the American people and the United States Congress. The rest of the world's opinion is going to be the rest of the world's opinion. We answer directly to the United States military, to the Congress of the United States American people. So that's the world's opinion matters not. Well, wait a second. You got to conduct yourself, sir, according to the laws of the United States, and not worry about what some, forgive me, raghead is going to think about it. Now, the idea that the Quran is not a holy book does not mean it doesn't get protected. If this Muslim thinks it's important to him, I've got to talk to that Marine and ask him why he did what he did. But to say it's desecrated, no. There is the Bible and the Torah, and those are holy books in the United States.
Mr. Wireman, I'm an attorney as well, and I understand. Authority and all those things.
Why did you bring that up just now?
Because you are as well, and I understand.
Well, I don't think you're an attorney. I don't think you're an attorney, sir.
Well,
you know, if you were an attorney, you would have mentioned it right away.
Why would I?
Yeah,
anyway,
because I'm an attorney, and I've asked people a lot of questions, and you're not an attorney.
Okay, that's great that you can, you know, make opinions about everything.
If you were really an attorney, you would have said so right away, because that would have given you more credibility, but you didn't. So you just thought you'd throw that in.
Good.
Well,
for
what
you
difference
that
does that make, okay?
I just thought I'd say it. I'm pretty good at ferreting these things out. What was your statement,
sir? I think part of the problem is that you're saying that we don't care
what you see how good I am at that. You see how good I am at that. I knew that you weren't an attorney. That's how I know the Quran is not holy.
Sir, you're wrong, and if you want to get my number off there, I'd be happy to prove it to you.
No, I don't want to go out and I don't want to take showers with you. I'm just saying to you that...
Don't insult. Let's just make the point here, okay? That the Quran is not a holy book and it can't be desecrated. That's what your commission found.
That is correct, yes.
All right, Jeff, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. All right, forget about whether the Quran's a holy book.
These are Marines. They'd never do this. But let's just say a guy in the United States Army took the Quran and he wiped with it. Took the Quran, pulled out pages of it, and said, we're out of Charmin. Walked into a military facility that is designed for elimination of bodily waste. Went ahead and, you know, as we say in the business, punched one out. And just wadded up pages of the Quran around his hand and wiped fully and thoroughly with it. That may be, A, bad for that area of the body because the paper might be rough. B, it might be disrespectful to someone who reads that book every day, especially the guy who owned that book. And C, it might even be something that would violate the military code of conduct as it pertains to guards and prisoners in a military-style brig. However, it is not desecration of a holy book because
as you said, it was written by some cat on a sand dune in a notebook.
I don't think I used the word cat.
You said the thing was written by a guy sitting on a sand dune scribbling into his notebook.
I'm telling you, it is not seen by the United States as a holy book. Now, having said all of that, no Marine would ever wipe with the pages of the Quran. He might wipe, however, with an Army manual. I'm just joking. But
that's funny. 1-800-449-8686. Michael, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Michael. I'm a former Marine.
And yes, sir.
I take issue with your caller. And first off, Marines are held to a high standard and code of conduct. I agree with that. But so are other U.S. military personnel. And I think that for your caller, what qualifies
them? They're held to a military code of they have military code of conduct, okay? But I'm telling you right now, if you're a Marine, you know a Marine would never do that, especially in that situation.
I would say that the Marine policy is that no Marine should ever do that. However, anyone can make an error, and I disagree completely. I was a good Marine and did serve in combat, and I served with U.S. Army soldiers, and you're representing the United States of America in whatever armed force from this country you are in, and you're not only the laws of this country,
what you got, a cold?
The laws of where you are.
What do you got, a cold or something?
Yes, I do have a cold.
And you're a Marine?
Yes.
I don't understand.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking
about
is...
sitting there with this little cold. What are you drinking, your Daisy Duck cup or something?
I just feel you don't have the qualification to speak for Marines or any other U.S.
Sir, I was in combat at Saipan in the North Pacific. I don't know what more qualification I need.
Who did you serve with?
The United States Marines. I was with the oldest Marine Division, the 4th. And we were at Saipan, and we were with the 27th Infantry of the United States Army. I'll tell you right now, I saw those little Red Riding Hoods.
I do not want any military...
The 27th Infantry did not run and cut and run. Study history, but let's talk about what your point is.
Oh, they didn't? Well, you study your history, because I was there.
And my hat's off.
I don't think... What was the nickname of the 27th?
Look, I don't want to get into this, okay?
Well, this guy's telling me this guy's telling me what I saw. Well, he was a bad idea in his old man's head. He was simply flying around in his dad's head after a couple of beers. That's where he was when I was sitting there looking at those Japanese screaming as they came down that mountain, and I watched those guys in the New York turn and run.
Well, I appreciate your service.
All right, look, what's the point here?
The point is this guy's a Marine, and he's got a cold sucking on his Daisy Duck orange juice cup. Do you have your chicken soup today, too?
Can we talk about your point? I appreciate your service, sir, but let's talk about your point.
And another thing. When I was a Marine, and I saw a guy, I would have put one right in that guy's head. Any guy turn and run with the medical supplies on his back? We used to have a thing called a Thompson submachine gun. It was called a Tommy gun.
Yes, sir.
I would have cut him in half.
Can we discuss your point, sir?
Now, years ago when I was at Macy's.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
During the break, Mr. Wireman, you said to me that had a Marine taken pages of the Quran and wiped with it, that's not a desecration.
No, sir, it's not.
But if an Army guy did, it would be?
Hold on for a minute, because you're getting me in trouble with the Army again here.
Didn't you say that, though?
I said, Marines are going to know what I'm talking about. If a Marine were to wipe his rear end with the Quran, that wouldn't be as bad as an Army guy doing it. That's all I said.
Why?
Oh, why? I'll tell you why. Because the United States Marine is the finest soldier the world has ever seen. And if you want your religious book being used as a toilet towel to clean up some of those, dingleberries. Or
okay, remember that I got an audience of kids listening.
Forgive me, but I'm just saying. If it had to be used as a toilet paper, pray to God, or what are they,
Allah?
Yeah, pray to Allah that a Marine wipe with it instead of one of these guys. Believe me, you don't want an Army guy wiping with it. That's all I'm saying.
Are you kidding?
No, all I'm saying, Phil, is you don't understand and your callers don't understand the difference. When you speak about a United States Marine desecrating something, you just don't know what a Marine is. He would never do that. And if he did take pages of the Quran, which he would never do, it wouldn't be a desecration.
Because a Marine is wiping with it.
Yes, sir.
Here is Christine. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi. I just have to say, first of all, you are such, you're making the Marines look really bad by the stuff that you're saying.
The Marines know
if
what I
If you had respect,
the Marines
right now,
understand.
Give every person that's talking right now, like me,
they
respect.
Understand.
I have two brothers right now. One's in Iraq, and the other one is
than
right
you.
Now on his way there.
Is he a Marine?
No, they're actually in the Army. My friend Chris just got back and almost
boy.
Had his head blown off.
Well,
okay?
That means that's another job the Marines are going to have to come in and finish.
Oh, come on, man.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Why don't you have a little bit of respect here?
Well, I'm just saying the truth. The Army starts it, and then we got to go in and finish it.
If you're a Marine, you would have respect and let me talk real quick because I'm sick of listening to your mouth on the radio
right now. I have respect for you, ma'am, but not what you say.
No, you don't, because you're not letting me talk, okay?
Yes, go ahead, talk. I'm asking you to talk. Why don't you start talking? Talk.
What I'm trying to say, though, right now...
I told her to start talking and she wouldn't talk.
You're saying right now...
Will you let her talk, then? Go ahead, ma'am.
You're saying right now that the Quran is, it's nothing, right?
No, I'm not saying that.
You just, then what
is it? I said that it's not a holy book.
It's not a holy book.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's not saying it's nothing.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say to you right now, picture yourself as a Muslim. Yeah, I know you're in the Marines and you wouldn't do that to yourself, but right now, if you were a Muslim,
you got that about covered.
You were born in that country and you were brought up by that, okay? Have you ever read the Quran?
Have I read the, what for?
Okay, that's
You're
my
kidding,
point.
Right?
Because
You're
the Quran
kidding.
Is based by the Bible and by the Torah or whatever they
right.
call it.
Right, I read the Bible. I read the original.
Okay.
I read the original. I don't need to read some guy's knockoff.
It's not some guy's knockoff. See, what you don't understand, it's someone's way of looking at God. No one looks at God in the same way,
great.
Okay?
Not a bad
and
thing.
And what I'm trying to say to
I
you
believe
is
in freedom
that
of religion.
It was something that's disrespectful. Okay.
No Marine
eyes,
would
would
ever do that. No Marine would ever do that.
But someone in the Army or Navy or Coast Guard would.
I can imagine
that's
an Army.
Asinine.
Yes, I can imagine an Army guy doing that. But I'm telling you this.
Why? Because they have enough respect. Yeah, that other stuff happened, but
the Marines
can control what other people
if
do.
If a Marine wiped with it, it wouldn't be a desecration. It would
but
only
it would be
a,
if someone else did.
If an Army guy did, yes.
Oh, come
why?
On,
can
man.
You can you explain to me why?
All right, I'll tell you why. First of all, the United States Marines are beloved of God. God understands that Marines must kill. God doesn't want everyone to kill, but he understands Marines must. And
okay,
so we
now,
are beloved
on that
of God.
One? Secondly, on that one, you just said God wants them, you know, that
God
he lets
understands
them
that we must kill. Marines
okay.
kill, and God understands
must,
that.
Okay, that in your own eyes is
and so
way,
that
okay?
means, hold, Christine, I'm going to have you back. Christine, I'm going to have you back. Hold on, I'm going to have you back, but I got to take a break. I just want to make sure here. So that means, therefore, that if a Marine were to wipe with the Quran, it's not a desecration. It's almost like God says it's okay. 1-800-449
Baba Booey.
Yeah. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We'll be back on in about 30 seconds.
Hey, do you want me to take some more phone calls, too?
I got a lady hanging on. Then we'll... I got a few more calls hanging on, okay?
How much more time?
Probably, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes.
The lady that I was talking to, she said she had two brothers in the Army.
She said she's got one that's going to Iraq and another one that was coming back.
I'm not kidding you. Those Army guys go over there, and it's like a little kid in a mud puddle. You walk, you want to pick them up and, you know, slap them and clean the mud off them.
Well, just, you know, baiting Army people. I mean, those guys die too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, but all the Marines got to go over there and clean up the mess.
All right, we're back on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to our lady that was hanging on. Christine, go ahead.
Hi again.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a quick question for you, though. If you were really in the Marines, how could you not have respect and actually respect your fellow Marines? Because right now you're not proving to me that you're an actual Marine by the unrespect that you're giving me in this.
Well, the word is right disrespect, now. Not unrespect.
I don't really care.
Well, because you
right
don't
now,
care about
you know,
the language.
What you just said about,
you don't care about the...
people picking people up, the people in the Army right now,
what?
Right there, you don't have respect
I didn't
for
say
anybody.
Any. What did I say?
You said
it was like a mud puddle picking people up, you know,
I didn't
pretty
say
much cleaning the mess.
I thought we were off the air.
Well, we were off the air, but she could hear what you were saying.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Well, sir,
Well, what's the matter? Are you getting intimidated now that I just caught you on
that? That was something that was private. I didn't intend that for the consumption of the audience.
Well, I'm just letting you know right now. My brothers right now are serving this country.
They're doing a great
job. I don't care too many people right now coming from Marines that are dying for their own country. And I think that's very disrespectful.
Well, I have great respect for the Army.
No, and at the fact that you would even go and say that right now, that's
I never said any such thing.
For you to go in there right now, I would like to go to Iraq.
Never said any such thing. I never said it. And you're just making it all up because you...
Oh, okay. I must have just dreamt it for 5 minutes.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.